Each time, just to let y'all know, you're recording. I think that's a new thing, like, so that I'm not tricking y'all and recording you and you don't know. And so we will send out the recording. The intentions are to get it out like that day. It never happens. It's usually Sunday or Monday or even the Tuesday before. But we'll try and do like just a reminder email. And anyway, today we thought we'd do introductions, like introducing ourselves. And because a lot of, I mean, we always, one thing with this Bible study, this is really our, I mean, believe it or not, it is our 18th year. Can you believe that? Wow. And there's different people every time, which is so fun. And people come, and I mean, it's like, it really is. When you're up for this group, come. And when you're ready for your church group, go. I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter. We even have another group meeting right after ours. Because I think Pucky or Mary Clayton was telling you, are you doing anything? Because it's like, because they're doing Colossians and right after this one. And so there's even other neighborhood Bible studies and everybody's together. Like nobody's, there's not one over another. It's just like what, whatever your preference is for that moment. And so in our group, for people that are new, this really is a discussion. Like we really do go through scripture. Like this is my friend Cynthia, who this is Cynthia's first time. And she was so sweet to think that I would be stressed after like doing Bible study. I'm like, we don't do any, like we just talk. Like, and it's so fun. And so I hope it's a really enjoyable style of going through scripture together. And so Candy, anything else on that? And then we're going to introduce ourselves.
Yeah. No, I just thought when they introduce themselves, maybe they could tell us what their hope is in coming and, you know.
Yeah. So as we go around the room, and so say your name, just a little bit of something about you, what your hope is in studying, and are you saying hope in general, or just like?
No, I mean, just their, you know, what led them to come here, what was their hope in coming to this particular Bible study? I mean, okay, perhaps so, how Holy Spirit got them here, I don't know, just.
Yeah, so what your hope is in getting with the scripture. And a fun little something if you'd like to. So I'm like throwing you under the bus today, but I thought it would be really fun. We're playing around with an idea of a podcast called Wish I'd Known. I Wish I'd Known. And so if there's something that you go, yeah, I wish I'd known. If you, I mean, I know that's like a out of the blue, but you know, like ridiculous things. Like I wish I'd known that on my car dash, that I knew that the gas tank like shows which side of the car it's on that little hill. How many times have you driven around going, which side of the car is it on? And
we're not
going to talk about that. Yes, we will, because everybody can relate. I mean, it's like, and finally my kid said to me one time, it's on the little picture. And I'm like, where? Because I had never, do you know that?
That's not, I just don't
know that. Okay. What?
Isn't that on newer cars?
Well, I don't know. The kids told me. So FYI, if you don't know which side your gas tank is on your gas gauge, there's a picture of a gas tank and a little arrow. That's which side it's on.
It's very helpful when you rented a car.
What?
It helps when you rent a car.
That's an excellent point. So did you know that?
Well, I learned like 2 years ago.
Oh, see?
Probably. I just want to know, why do they have to put them on different sides of the car? Why can't the car be the same? I'm just
why
left or right,
that?
Everybody.
So weird. Okay, so there's your options. I'll start. We'll go around. How about this? We'll go around the room here, and then we're doing you guys on Zoom, okay? Or do you want to start with Zoom? We'll start
with you guys.
Okay, so I'm Kay. We have 5 kids. They're all really like old. So everyone's popping up right now. It'll be 25, 23, 21, 19, and 14. And so my wish I'd known is that, along with so many other things. And I'm so excited about these letters because these letters are so in our face about how much you're loved. And I think we all need a big fat dose of you're seen, you're loved, you're known. You're loved, especially in this weird environment that we're in. All right, Judy Franklin. And Judy is the greatest because your girls are coming with you and one of them is sitting right next to you. So I love that. And my mom comes sometimes too. So.
Yes, how's your mom?
Well, we should. Mom's had COVID, so just blow right. But she made it through. So
yeah. Anyway. So we have this really weird connection because
her parents were the age of Ellen's father, knew Ellen's father, who died when she was really young. And so I'm Judy Franklin. I have four children, and my husband has two children, and we have 15 grandchildren.
Wow. I love that.
And I'm 80.
80 years young.
I'm 80 years old. And Emily Klein is my neighbor.
Uh-huh. That was a fun surprise this morning. I love seeing you,
Yarn. I'm so excited. So this is the baby of my children.
So I'm Ellen Lee. And this is the first time I've come, and I really am coming because my mother and my sister enjoy it so much. And so it's an opportunity for us to intersect and have more to talk about than we already do. And I have three boys, my husband's Paul, and then we have three boys that are 20, almost 18, and almost 15.
I don't believe that.
No. Well, so Candy was my neighbor, which she's known me since before I was born. And she was my literal next door neighbor when my children were all super little. So when my oldest was in kindergarten and my baby was napping, I would take my baby monitor next door.
No way.
And she would stick it in her kitchen window, which was basically like 12 feet from Marshall's bedroom. And if she heard him, she would go over and hang out with him until I got back from picking up Trip from school. And if she didn't hear him, he just kept sleeping, which was a really great blessing to not have to peel your baby out of bed for a 20-minute school pickup. So she was a great
blessing to me too.
Yes.
And I'm Susie James, and I have two kids, and they're both old. I mean, I'm old. And so my daughter, the exciting thing is she went away to Auburn and Boston College and was never going to come back to Texas, and now she's in her third year teaching for DISD.
Okay.
So I think she's going to stay. So that's good. And my son just started a fifth year grad school down at Trinity University in San Antonio. And I am here because I've done BSF forever, and just with COVID and everything and not being able to register in person, it was just kind of a mix up. And I kept waiting to get the call, and it didn't happen. And I was very interested in doing this one. So here I am. And so I was telling her, I just think maybe, you know, God's saying it's time to do something different and new. I mean, I've done your studies, but I did them in the summer.
Yeah.
When I wasn't doing BSF. And I haven't studied the letters of John in depth. You know, I've read a piece here or there where it's cross-referenced, and I did Beloved Apostle that Beth Moore, I think she does some of these letters, but to really study them in depth, I haven't. So I'm excited.
And we're neighbors.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And,
I love it.
And she was my neighbor.
She was our neighbor.
I love it. Total neighbor. It really is a neighborhood Bible study.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Allison.
I'm Allison Thomas. This is my second year to come to Case Study, and I loved last year. I have two girls, middle schoolers, and my hope for this study is that we would just, our peace would increase during this crazy time, and that we would learn to trust the Lord more.
Love that. So great.
I'm Althea. I have a husband, Brad, and I have three girls. I have a now 16-year-old as of this past weekend, a 13-year-old, and a now 6-year-old as of the weekend before that. So it's fun. I wish I'd known that having a bonus baby was so much more fun. She's great, and we're homeschooling this year partially, so I changed up studies so I could be with her at home. The other days, and I have good friends that always come here and see everybody.
I'm so glad. I always, Althea makes me smile so big, so I'm super happy you're here.
How fun. That is so true on the bonus baby. I mean, you don't think you want one because I don't know about you, I was 42 when I got mine, so I was a little bit old.
It hurts every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 49 now, and I got a 6-year-old. So,
yes.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
Keeping me young or dead, one or the other.
That's I thought on this one, with a go around, all his friends got in the car, and I was like, I cannot have this conversation again, and I cannot be in the smelly junior high car. You know, so I was like, I really cannot do this. And I was like, yes, in my head, going, you will and you can. Anyway, yes, it's hilarious. So fun, though.
Okay, Maggie.
I'm Maggie Courtney. I have a precious 4.5-month-old baby, my first. And I've been coming for several years. Candy introduced me. We went to church together for a while, and it's just super, I'm so encouraged just sitting under truth and beholding Jesus together.
So beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. I'm Ann Silva. I'm here because of my good friend Kay, and I've never studied 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
Really?
No, not
I'm
in depth.
I'm so happy.
Not in depth. And we have 4 kids, 29 to 17, and we just took our 3rd to college in Savannah, Georgia.
Yay. All right, Cynthia.
Hey, I'm Cynthia Gannell, and hey, it's my good friend. I'm going to do this Bible study. I have a freshman at UT. My first one just went to college, so I'm very fragile. My middle just started high school, and my youngest is 5. So I am also, I too would have to go to the outside playground, meet everybody Friday night. I'm like, oh gosh. And they're all like 18, these sweet moms. I wish I had known. I think for us, our little boy came from foster care. And I guess I wish I would have known that God's like hardest callings in our lives are, you know, often our biggest growth and biggest blessing. So I'm very thankful for my bonus baby as well. I'm looking forward to spending the summer. I know Kay well from, we do a lot of work ventures together, I guess. Yes. Ministry ventures, but never been involved in either.
So that's so fun.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Martin. I'm married to Warren, have 3 kids, 2 boys, 18, 16, and Kate, 11.
That's so fun. Y'all both have Kate.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to John. I think it's very refreshing.
So glad y'all are here. Becky?
I'm Becky Sherwood, and I have 2 boys. Mary Scott. I have 2 boys, are 17 and 15, senior and freshman. I wish I would have known where I put my Bible study book, that I was so proud of myself for buying. And I hope I can find it. I'm just excited to be here. Kay was one of my very first Bible study teachers. I became a believer about 11 years ago and got to sit under Kay's teaching in her mom's house.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
And so you were like my introduction to Bible study.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michelle Peters, and I have 2 kids. I'm married to David. Piper is my daughter. She's 12, and Thrash is 10. And we're homeschooling. We've been homeschooling for the past few years, and I came before we started homeschooling, and so this is, my kids are almost to the point, we're testing today if this is going to work. So they're almost independent enough to be doing this by themselves, and so I'm kind of fingers crossed because I really need the community, and just any time I'm grateful. the blessing in this would just to be studying God's word and to be with other believers and other women, such a gift. So,
Come on, kids. I'm Wynn Brown, and I have 4 kids. I'm here because they're all 4 in middle school, and I feel like this is already going to be just big emotional.
All 4 in middle school?
I know.
Should we just pray for you?
Wow. 8th grade girls, 6th grade boy, and boy girls twins in 5th grade. So it's gonna be an amazing year. We're gonna just get through this season and really be so glad that we survived high school. But I started case studies during COVID online, and just the wisdom that you and everyone else.
Everyone, I know, it's so
just
fun.
Such a blessing. So I'm
glad you're here.
I'm Mary Markey. I have a blended family of 5 children. My oldest is 25 and the youngest is 11. And gosh, I wish I would have known. I had 1 child before the family.
Wow. I bet there's a lot I wish I would have known.
Yes. My oldest special needs is nonverbal, and
gosh,
she lives up this whole time. So I just wish I would have known. I mean, these kids are a blessing, such a blessing. And
I don't know. One of the things I wish I would have known, but I'm so glad to be here, and thank you.
We're so glad you're here.
And I'm a Jen from Tennessee.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine.
We're just partners.
My name is Jennifer Davidson. I think I've been coming for about maybe 4 or 5 years. And I've got 3 daughters. My oldest just started college at OU and is doing well, so that's good. And then I've got one that's a sophomore and one that's a sixth grader. I'm just glad to be back. I need the accountability to just be in God's word, and I need to do with people. I'm a people person, so I'm excited.
Glad you're here. Do we want to go to the back and then come back up? Gina, you want to go?
I'm Gina. 3 kids, married to Ray, 31, with a son-in-law, 2 grandkids, 27, 21. So mine spread out. I feel pain kind of with that in some regard. So I'm just glad to be back. And, you know, I wish I'd known 18 years ago. Fairly new to the area.
Wow.
Missing a year, but that's great. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad. Yeah, and that's because, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
None of us didn't start inviting more.
Really glad you're here.
I had no idea. There were neighborhood studies. I knew about the church and I did that. But, so that's cool.
I love it.
I'm Allison Greenfield. I am married to Stuart. I have 3 kids, a sophomore, a freshman, and fifth grader. Leslie Rhode introduced me and Wynn to this group. I've done CBS forever and then kind of got sidetracked with COVID. Just hard to get in. So,
so glad you're here.
Leslie Rhode. I'm married to Burton. I have 3 daughters. Sophomore, a eighth grader, and a fourth grader. And I started this kind of in COVID too, like just virtually, and then came last year, but it's not as regular as I wanted to be in person. I felt like I did it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's still weird. So let's just go ahead and say it's weird. We do not want to be a super spreader event. And so, I mean, we're just going to have to respect it and each other and go online when you want to. It really works online. Clearly, I'm not working. but I love to hear that it works.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. It was a great option. But like you said, I just need the accountability. And I think having 2 teenagers in the house is kind of like a wilderness. And the Lord is telling me to like really trust during this season, because you just feel like you are really relinquishing control that you're so young. And it's like just a huge lesson of trust.
It is. So, right.
I'm glad to be here.
Super glad you're here.
Hi, I'm Jenna Hattendorf. I'm married to Brian. I have 2 kids, just dropped my first off at college, like a few of us here. And gosh, I wish I would have known that it's kind of a roller coaster those first couple of weeks of emotion. I'm so excited for them, but like, what's happening? You know, things are just kind of a little bit odd. But I'm so happy to be back. I adore you, and I've followed you around, and I've done some of your studies, and so I'm happy to be back in a community. It just feels good after so long. It's just been I feel like the past 18 months, did it happen? It did. But like, it's just weird. So, and kind of fun fact, Althea and I known each other. We were on the same gymnastics team in fourth grade. And randomly, our paths crossed just really strangely every now and then. So.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. So sometimes Stacey Burke comes, San Antonio girl. And my neighbor across the street, Paige, I don't know her maiden name, is a San Antonio girl. So hooray, San Antonio and Trinity. We've got a couple of Trinities, but one of my kids is at Trinity. I now love San Antonio. So I used to hate it. I was a tennis player, and San Antonio was the sectionals tennis tournament, which pretty much determined your ranking. And I really despised San Antonio. And when she was like, I'm going to Trinity, I was like, San Antonio. And then I went, and I was like, San Antonio. Because it's so beautiful. And the food, oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyway, we're huge major fans. It's the best place. Yeah, it's wonderful. So anyway.
I'm Casey Babbler. My husband's Terrence, and I have freshmen. I have boy girl twins that I just dropped at college. So my daughter is at OU. We should talk.
Oh, nice.
And my son is at Baylor. And I was late. So I think the question is, what wish you would have known? Okay, so this is for all you young mamas. What I wish I would have known is the summer before your kids go to college is absolute emotional torture. But, and not the whole summer, but like right before. It's just this like, oh, the anticipation, the angst. But then you drop them and you're like, I made it. And there's joy on the other side. So we're empty nesters now all of a sudden because they were our only kids. So it was like, lots of. Wow. It's been really fantastic. And God has like shown me through this time that like I believed, this is probably too much for this, I believed in a lot of ways that when my kids went to college or when one of my parents died or whatever, that things would never be just as good on the other side.
Yeah.
But that's not true. It's not true. And I didn't know I believed it until I kind of went through that.
So good.
So just for all of you who haven't done it yet, there you go.
It does help that they did plan to go to Vermont.
Yes, at a later.
To all expectations.
It does.
That's really, I'm glad we recorded that. I hope we did. I want to go back and
let me know that a little earlier on. Yeah. It took me a while to learn it, but yeah. But I'm so excited, like Jenna, to be back in this group, back in this room.
Yes.
I always love like the volley of, oh, but I got this and I got that and I got, and I was super inconsistent when it was on Zoom. It's just, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
And so I'm really happy for that.
Super glad you're back. It is fun meeting together. Selfishly, I'm really glad.
It's nice. I'm Allison Beal, and Casey introduced me to the Bible study. So I started going.
Even though I've known your husband since college. Crazy.
I know.
We were at Baylor together.
That's right.
Super. I'm so happy to know you. It's been
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I did okay on Zoom. I mean, I was like, not late. I had my coffee. I could do breakfast. I mean, it just, it worked, but this is so much better to be all together. My oldest is finishing his graduate year at Baylor, and then he's going to be working in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then my youngest is a freshman at A&M. It's the first A&M person on our side, and so we're having fun with that. I have family that went to A&M, but he's having a ball. So to see him happy is really, really, really great. And I recently had I didn't know about that event.
Really?
On Sunday, we are watching Formula One.
Wait, that series on it's TV? So
well, we watched. We're past that now. We're in the live shows now. We're watching races. We're watching qualifying. And so Sunday, because we're still watching at home, church, we can watch the Formula One. And so they line up in their pole position, and there's four lights that light up, and then they go out. Lights out, and the race starts. Lights out is when the race starts.
I
thought lights
that.
Out was go to bed.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Okay, is it hysterical the things that you found yourself watching during COVID?
Crazy.
And it's like,
now
you're like series watchers, and it's like, I never knew about Formula One. It's so interesting.
Very interesting.
It really is.
Yes.
For those of y'all that don't know, there is a real, is it Netflix?
Yeah.
Language
is real high. But
yeah, all of those. It's hard to recommend anything on the internet. But
my name's Ann Evans. I'm married to Cole. We have three boys, twins that are in fourth grade, and then kindergartner.
I love there's so many twins.
I know.
Anne here is an identical twin.
Oh,
it is Anne.
Yeah,
isn't that fun?
Yeah. So this is the first year everybody's in school, which is a gift.
Wow.
I know. It's really, I mean, they've been preschool.
Yeah.
It's like they all go and count things. And I never knew about this, didn't know anything. I don't even really know why I'm here. I got forwarded an email, and I was just excited about it. I don't know.
We're so glad you ventured out.
I'm so glad, and this is just like, this is, I'm really thankful to be here.
I'm so glad. Why, as I walked in from taking, I mean, I was running stuff this morning for getting back, and I looked at the yard, and I was sort of like, well, it, just so you know, it really is come as you are, and the yard is too, because everything froze during Snowmageddon, and we still haven't put anything back, and truth be told, we probably never will, but, so, and I just was like, this is gross, but okay, so, anyway, we're glad, so glad you came, super glad.
No one noticed.
Okay. Really? Thank you. I'm so glad. I good luck in the bathroom because that boys use that. And so it's disgusting. And could be flushed or not flushed. The restroom is back there.
Hi, I'm Emily Klein, and I'm married to John. And we have a fifth grader, John, and third grader, Martin. And I also just got forwarded an email and have been doing BSF. And I'm just really looking forward to this neighborhood, like Judy said, truly neighborhood study. So I just feel like I have also missed the in-person and just know I'm going to get some many good nuggets of wisdom and perspective from this group. So looking forward to it.
I'm Jackie Pinkoff, and we have, I'm married to Peter. We have four kids, twins as well.
Wow.
And a third grade boy and a kindergarten boy. So they are all, I mean, Anne's Jude's here. They're all in the same school for the first time.
So fun.
And I had always done BSF or church study in the past. And this year kind of felt like a year, unlike wins, maybe a more of a year of rest, restoration. Because they're in elementary school. We don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah.
And this, I had always heard this study was just really restorative and restful and not you know, incredibly structured and just a time to talk and learn about scripture, and I'm looking forward to it.
So glad you're here. Really glad.
I'm Lauren Langley. I'm married to Rob. We have three kids. Cameron is a girl. She's in fifth grade at middle school, so we're venturing into new territory. Luke, my son, is in fourth grade. And then we have a first grade girl, Meg. And I've done BSF for 8 years and then didn't do it on Zoom last year because that felt overwhelming with kids home. And got forwarded an email on this study, and it just sounded really fun just to be a part. And like leaving this morning to go be in person with believers just felt so right. So it feels really good to be here in person with people. So excited to study John.
So glad. I love that. I hope it really is a peaceful, and I hope it is. I don't know. Just, we've loved it, and I'm glad you're joining us. So many fun new people. I just love that, and that you would get forwarded an email. That's so fun. So, okay, any, Judy, saw you walk in. Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, yeah, Lisa, I didn't see you back there.
I'm putting it down a notch. Are y'all hot, or is it just me? As I walk, this is me with my sciatic. We passed some really old lady yesterday on a walker. And I was like, that looks like me.
Because she was doing this to her car. Like, and my daughter with me goes, well, I wasn't going to say anything. But if you wanted to know what you look like, that's actually it. And I was like, thank you. Anyway. But we love, as you get older, it is great, Judy, I know. So Judy sets the bar for us. Yes. Okay, Lisa, you're on.
My name is Lisa Sinek. I've known Kay and her family for forever, and we have kids that interspersed and simultaneous and everything. I am here in part because although I have no memory whatsoever whether it was with Candy in Precepts or in CBS, I've done John's letters before, and I remember so much about them and loving them, and that they were just a wonderful study, and that should be an inspiration to teachers, that you may not remember the teacher, but you remember the substance.
Yeah.
We have six children, and the youngest is a junior at UT, so I'm just going to be really mannerly to all the OU people, particularly after the last football weekend. And then the top one is 42. We have five grandchildren, including a new one born 3 weeks ago, that we're going to go visit in New York next week. Super excited about that. And I can totally confirm what you were saying about the empty nesters, because, you know, with six kids, I was really into the whole mom thing. I mean, I was, you know, the team photographer for everything, the Living History Day chairman for this. Like, I was all into that, and I thought that was absolutely the most fun that one could have. And I was wrong, and because I thought I would just cry for every day of the empty nest years. And it's totally hard, like, the days that they're actually moving. And those transitions are always hard, but empty nest life is sweet, sweet, sweet time. And I get to actually focus on the man who has sacrificed everything so that they could go to whatever schools they wanted. And as it turns out, you know what? Like, I was picking this kid's favorite for dinner or this kid's favorite for dinner. And, you know, we got to empty nest life, and I'm like, oh, he likes this dish. This would be so much fun. I'll make, you know, this for him. Or, oh, he likes this activity. Let's do this. And you know, he's been so sweet back. And empty nest life is lovely, wonderful, a delight, new discoveries. Like, you also kind of think, oh, well, you already know this person. Oh, my gosh, no. You know, so many fun things that you can do together. And the other thing that I wish I had known, because you totally focus on your children, and yeah, you know, you pray for their spouses along the way and everything, I had no idea you could totally love your children's spouses like as much. I don't know. I just made a charcuterie board in the shape of a bee for Ben, my daughter's husband. I've never made a charcuterie board in an initial for one of my own children. So, and my children can be totally wonderful and delightful, and you think of them being a blessing to your children, but they must have been a blessing.
So great. I agree with that.
Thank you.
All right, Judy and Stephanie, so we're just introducing ourselves.
I was listening on Zoom.
Oh, great. I love it.
Wow.
Okay, even better. Who knew?
Well, then go ahead. Okay, I'm Judy Carew. I am not in the neighborhood. So Zoom was great when I got, because I'm in Royce City. So when get to Rockwall and find out I'm going to be sitting in traffic, so I can just turn back around and hop on Zoom, which is great. Love the study. I've been here for a few years. A single parent of five kids, but almost an empty nester. So my oldest lives in the Middle East. My second lives in Dallas, which is great. My third lives in California and is married. My fourth just got back from Colorado. And number five is straddling with the still being at home. And he is trying to do some entrepreneurial, thinking outside the box kind of work. So
that sounds fun.
It is fun. I'm kind of like, wait,
are you doing anything?
Yeah. So he's 20.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah. And so doing some things that, you know, very much tech oriented. Not me.
I love that, which means he's actually doing a ton, and that you just have no, and it'll be like, wow, what happened? What just happened?
Right, so you're doing sitting on the computer.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love being a mom. We homeschooled, so I homeschooled, so that was a lot of fun as well. So I actually have just kind of moved in to, work with international students from UGD, so I just have picked up a few.
Oh, that's so cool.
Kids. So I have about 8 to 10 that I am supposed to focus on every week, and then we do a home group at Watermark, which we just kicked off, and about 60 to 70 students showed up, so
wow,
hopefully a good year.
That's awesome. So cool. Can't wait to hear more about that.
They drive.
I should not realize you came from down here for a long time. Yes.
Okay, Stephanie.
You're on. I know that I did miss the question. So married to Blair.
Okay. Just something about you. Why you're doing, like, what you want to get out of study, maybe, or if there's something you wish you'd known that you know now that you're like, man, I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, that's bliss too long. Mary Blair, have three kids, a 25-year-old daughter of Zoe. She has special needs. She's a walk or talk, but she's a total blessing and joy.
Okay, so Mary.
My daughter, 25 as well.
Did she marry?
No.
Okay.
No, but she's over at Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So she's also at Means Prep. So we were kind of, talk about COVID shutdown. And then we've got a 20, a rising junior in college, and he's at Harvard. And the older one is smarter than that one. No offense to him, but and then we've got a senior in high school. So what I wish I'd known is that you will enjoy whatever stage your child is, whatever day they get there. I mean, Zoe learned how to, like, jump 2 weeks ago. She's 25. So she did a little jump, and you're like, you jumped, and you're thrilled. So that's cool.
And a cool fact is that Stephanie and I were born on the exact same day. Same year, same day.
And
I love that.
It's a candy class in BSF for Romans a million years ago, and like Zoe was right out of some of her 35 surgeries, and it was a complete basket case, and that Roman study and candy did more for me than
candy. The truth. We're glad you're here, Candy. Who's over here?
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm so glad to be here.
So glad.
Thank you.
Good to see you around the corner.
I know. I'm Carrie Castle, and I've been here since 2015. I remember, so I'm about 6 years, I guess. And for you guys that new ones, I was looking at y'all, I was the same way. I did two things, the one who suggested, and I came, and so we studied Psalms.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was so good.
Very thawing to my heart. I was coming off of the stage where I have all the little ones at home, and I've seen them. I'm not just thinking, God, yeah, I see you, whatever. And I'm just existing. And so it was just, this is a good healing spot. And even if you need healing, it just, you're like, okay, Lord, I can feel you. Like, there's emotion with you. So, because you're just like, one question. So, okay. And Kay just delivers truth and candy, and they're warm and emotional, and it's honest and it's real, and it's no fill in the blank and right answers. It's just be yourself. So, it's a good healing. So anyway, I have three children, three boys, 14, 11, and 8. And one thing I wish I had known, I go funny or I go serious. I usually go serious because I can't help it. But I wish I had known that I'm going to have to deal with all my undone crap when you have kids. And if I would tell anybody who's going to be married, I'm like, go to counseling now before you have kids. Because it's all going to
That's a really great point.
I mean, so now I'm like dealing with my children, dealing with myself all at the same time. So I'm like, hey, you having those problems? Fuck me too.
It's a twofer.
God reveals it whenever he reveals it.
I love that. That's deep and hilarious. Beautiful combination.
I have those two, Garrison. Did you know that?
Yeah, and he's sort of like, I'm not listening to you. It's my deal.
I know.
I'm like, I'm so lucky you stayed on counseling because you got to do both at the same time.
Yeah. Anyway, but I
love it.
It's going to come out because we all have
to. Yeah, it for sure is. Kids. Which is something to read through too when it does come out with your kids, that it's actually better that it comes out younger, because then they aren't, you know, they're
right,
not
no,
in their 50s.
That's what I told him. I'm like, I'm so glad I can give you these tools now. That's
yeah.
I wish I had.
Yeah.
So,
but you just didn't know you needed them.
I, right. So he just revealed it
yeah.
when I needed to, but I wish I had known. I think I would say to anyone, if you don't think you have junk, then you're just kind of disillusioned. So maybe sit with someone and help them just kind
just
of
a little bit.
Just a little, not a lot. Just.
So true. I love that. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go through our Zoom. So Candy, what? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, Cheryl. I didn't see you.
Hey, I just took in Cheryl's on. I'm going to be It is a great season. And I'm so glad to be back in this routine.
Me too.
I like that routine.
I'm glad you're here.
And then Angie too.
Angie. How did we not hit
we were
Angie
just
going? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm Angie Bullard, and my oldest is getting married in Austin, Formula One Day.
What?
Next month.
Oh, wow.
And my middle daughter graduated from A&M in May and started her big girl job yesterday in Atlanta.
Oh,
and the baby's a senior in high school.
Oh,
and it's
oh, that's so
and
fun.
I follow Althea around Bible studies. That's why I'm here.
Althea's
really,
a great person to follow around.
She really is. I can have done in home and her
you
house.
Can, you can catch me.
I can catch you all. And then, I just hope to get a little softer in my Bible study. It's kind of out of obedience at the moment.
Oh,
and I hope
love
to
that you said that.
Get the softness and the sweetness back.
What's such a great, so what a great thing to say, because I think we do get there in that obedient stuff, and it's not it loses the joy of the relationship. I really love that you said that. Glad you're here, Angie, and glad we didn't skip you. Okay, so I did, but I'm sorry. So thank you for accepting my apologies. So why don't we start, Candy? Let's end with you. So Chrissy, can you go? And I'm sorry the video isn't working. I don't know, and I'm scared to play with it because I think it'll stop. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey. Hi. Yes, I'm so sad I can't see you, but I figured out everyone else couldn't see you. Okay, so I do love to come in person, but today I've got to scoot out just a minute early. And the reason I love this study that I've been doing just a few years here with Candy and Kay is that it is so encouraging, and y'all are both so real, and that is just so refreshing. And I knew Kay long ago, and I did years and years with Candy, and they just point you to Christ every time we meet, and said, that's why I'm encouraged. And I wish I'd known, I feel like raising kids, I'm married to Clay Snelling and I have three kids. My oldest is 25 boy, 24 boy. And then I have a 22 year old little girl who's a senior at Texas. And I felt like, you know, I tried not to sweat the small stuff. But I do wish that I had really, or I'm learning to really trust the Lord with the big stuff. Cause y'all, you don't, even though I'm an empty nester and we're learning to do that, it's like you're still parenting through a lot of stuff. So trusting in the Lord in everything.
So good. Thank you. Julie, you want to go?
I'm Julie Conklin, and wish I was there. I have painters here, and I'm still in my swimsuit from the Y, so looking real good. Love that. You can do that on Zoom. I'm married to Dayton, and we have four kids, 24, 23, and then 12. So,
she has twins.
Yeah. Yeah, I have twins too.
Another set of twins.
And I feel like wish I'd known I'm living it right now, because we get our do-over, you know, 11 years later. So talk about sweating, you know, the small stuff, and just really just my perspective is so different, just, you know, on all fronts. And so that is nice to be able to do that. I have a million I wish I'd knowns. But I was under Candy's teaching, 20 years ago. I think I was just counting up the years. More than that, in precepts. And I've known, Kay, I don't even know how, I've known you for so long, but I don't even know why. Maybe church years ago?
Yeah, church.
And love y'all's teaching. It's truth. It's real. It gets me back in the Word and studying, you know, it just hits a fire in me, which, you know, and a discipline in me, which I just can waver and, you know, kind of drift away. And I love this discipline and I love y'all's teaching and your realness. I love that, that we can show up like this and just be in God's word. So I appreciate y'all doing this and I love this and hopefully I'll be back next week.
Good. Thank you so much. I mean, we're the ones that love y'all. Gosh, it's so rich. Kathy, do you want to go?
Sure. I'm Kathy Fleming. I am not in the neighborhood. I live in Richardson. But my good friend Sherry Johnston sent me your email. I have been in a different Bible study the past few years that made me question some things. And so I figured it was time to start somewhere new. And so I will be there in person, I hope. Just can't be there today. I am married to an amazing husband, John, who is a Texas artist. I have three kids. They're all married. They're all artists. We've got photographers. My daughter's in musical theater. She teaches dance, voice, and acting. My son's a guitar teacher. He's married to a baker. We have a worship leader. I mean, lots of artistic people in my family, except me. I'm the organizer of the group. So I have three grandchildren, a fourth one due in 2 weeks. We've lost 10 great grandchildren over the past 3 years. So it's been very trying. Our house has flooded twice since February. And so it's been a lot of ups and downs. So I'm ready to be in a new community of believers that I can just live in peace with for a while. So.
Gosh, Kathy, thank you so much for just being so real. And man, I'm super excited. And the neighborhood, just so you all know, when this did start, it really was on a block. But it is so all over Dallas, as even Judy coming from Royce City. It is just like, I feel like the neighborhood is just us. It's just us. And, and in, you know, we used to meet in a church because we grew out. We've grown in and out of the house. And we've decided that we will always stay in the house. There's a threshold number that we always are right up against where we would have to be somewhere where there's more room. But nobody cares. And so, you know, we've had people sitting in the kitchen on the floor, whatever, and it always seems to work out. So this Zoom thing has been the biggest blessing because it allows people, I don't know, it allows us to have a really large roster and still be able to just sit together. And I love that. And so Kathy, I can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you.
Super glad you're here.
Thanks.
And then, is that Diane?
That's Diane.
I'm glad you're here and your camera's on.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know why my little square says neighbor, but anyway, I'm stretching the borders of your neighborhood because I'm in Kansas City. And I met Andy when I was the Kennecott counselor for her daughter. So we go way back. And I have kept in touch with her through the years. And I have a daughter in Dallas that's a physical therapist, and she moved there and 2016, and I would pop into Kay and Candy's study occasionally when you were at that, I think, Episcopal church.
Yeah.
And then last spring when y'all went via Zoom, I kind of popped in, and all last year I did the study of Luke, and I enjoyed it so much that I've done so many studies here in Kansas City that Zoom has allowed me to be your neighbor in Kansas City. So here I am, excited to do the study with you. And we also have, I'm married to Jay, who's an attorney, and he's from Kansas. I'm an Okie. I'm an OU girl. And we have, so a daughter in Dallas, it's a PT, and then a son that is in Denver, and he's a dentist. And then I have, our youngest is a dental student at OU. And so we, you know, we're empty nesters for sure with everybody, not only out of the house, but out of the state. And it has been a sweet time. So looking forward to it. And someday I think I will just pop into your study on a random Tuesday. So I'll look forward to seeing you all in person, hopefully.
We always have a guest room, you know.
What?
We always have a guest room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll take you up on that. So someday, looking forward to it. But thank you for allowing me to Zoom. I've enjoyed it so much. I couldn't wait to get on this morning. So.
Thank you. We love having you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so Candy, introduce yourself and then go into the introduction.
I mean, I'm almost in tears because I really am a people person. This is driving me absolutely crazy, listening to all the people that are there at Kay's house. And I was one, we talked yesterday and I told Kay, I know of 6 breakthrough cases recently of people my age and then also a couple of grandkids. And so I've got a couple of doctor's appointments coming up and I just couldn't risk being in a group. But I think next week, hopefully I'll be able to be back because gosh, there's so many necks I want to hug that I've known forever and that I didn't know were going to be in the study and go back so far. And so, I really am just kind of weepy. Part of that might be that yesterday I got to hold my first great grandchild for an hour and he's beautiful. And it was just heaven for me. You know, I love newborns, but he's really a miracle child because this couple was told that they couldn't have children. And so he was a delightful surprise to them. And truly just as all babies are a work of God, but this one was real special. And so I have 3 grown kids, 14 grandchildren, and 1 great grandchild now. So I have a huge family. I too have a child with profound disability, as I've heard several, and I know Stephanie's Zoe. And so he also needs lots of attention and care full time. But as I will share, as I do every study, he teaches me more about relationship with Jesus, I think, than just about anybody else, because he's absolutely dependent and he is full of love. Just the most incredible, loving, vibrant child. So, okay, well, I had 30 minutes. And so I'm going to edit as I go, just because I was just really preparing sort of a biographical background to John. Many of you all know who this apostle is, but some may not. We might have some that are more new to Bible study. And so I just really wanted to give sort of an intro to the letters themselves that we're going to be looking at, but then also this one who authored them. Under the inspiration, of course, of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to study again with our wise guide and mentor and leader, N.T. Wright. We can call him Tom because we've been studying with him for so long, and he goes by Tom. That's the most amazing small group Bible studies. And he truly, the way he does his small group studies, facilitates the reality that so many of you all talked about, that it is a conversational study. Everyone is free to share. There is no just direct teaching. It is truly just a communicating. It is a relational study, which I found so beautiful as I was listening to all of the introductions of that you all were giving. That's John. John understood and knew the love of Jesus and called himself the beloved disciple because he had experienced this massive, passionate love of Jesus in such a profound way that his gospel is not a historical account of, you know, Jesus' biographical background and all of that, but it really is a story of this one who is a person in the Trinity who has taken upon himself flesh and become one of us. I can't remember. I think it was Eugene Peterson that said, this one who is the eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, second person of the Trinity, left his home in glory and moved into our neighborhood. And he enwrapped himself in flesh and he lived out our human condition in order to undo all that Adam had done. Because God, in his infinite wisdom, had a beautiful design and plan for all of humanity and all of creation. And I love that the Apostle John has started both his first letter that we'll be looking at next week, and his gospel account. He goes all the way back to creation. In the beginning was the Word, you know, Word was God, and Word was with God. And John starts there. And so he is going to encompass this whole sweep and scope of history. And Jesus has come back to live out as a perfect man. And I've just been reading a book recently that was really calling me to understand, I think, the incarnation in a much more profoundly deep way than I've ever considered what Jesus went through, because he was a human being and he didn't come in pre-fall, he came in post-fall. So he entered into all the darkness and the disease and the corruption, all those things that are a part of our lives. He truly did suffer as we suffer, and he is in us and he is with us, therefore, in all of our sufferings now. And he did live a life in perfect obedience because he never left communion with his Father. He always was in this beautiful relationship, this passionate love relationship with Father God. And then he was crucified on our behalf. And in that crucifixion, might we see all of our sufferings and all of our sin nailed to that cross, buried with him. And we, as he was raised, have been raised, as we saw in Paul over and over and over again, to new life, to new identity, to our true identity as those who belong to Jesus Christ. And so I'm just going to kind of edit as I go here and just kind of dive in, because all of that was just Holy Spirit flow there. John referred to himself as the beloved apostle, and we can all refer to ourselves as the beloved disciple because we're all that. We are the beloved daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are all beloved by Jesus Christ. It shouldn't come as a surprise, I don't think, that because John is known as the apostle of love, that in 1 John 4, he defines God as love. He says God is love. And so his gospel is full of loving encounters of Jesus with people that he meets along the way. And his letters are all, they're written with specific purpose because their false teaching had entered these churches. And so they're written against those false teachers, but they're all drawing us back to this God who has loved us passionately and eternally. John reveals to us a glorious God of love who, as Brennan Manning says, knew and experienced this God of furious longing. That's how Brennan Manning explains the love of God. It is a furious longing to be known and to be loved by us, because he has this furious longing and love for us and has from all eternity. And the letters are really just extensions of the gospel. They are written by a much older man. It's kind of debated about when the Gospel of John was written, but most feel like it was probably written about 20 years or so after the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. So probably in the mid-50s. But John is writing his letters as an old man. John, the only disciple who died a natural death. He is the youngest of all the disciples. He and his brother James had been followers of John the Baptist and were there when John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And this is who they had been waiting for all their lives. So they had been living in the wilderness with John the Baptist, and now they follow after Jesus. Their mother, Salome, was one of the women that traveled with Jesus and was one of the women that ministered to Jesus and the disciples through his earthly ministry, which, as we know, lasted about 3.5 years. So After Jesus' ascension and persecution came to the early church in Jerusalem, many of the believers were kind of pushed out. And John ended up in Asia Minor, where there already was a church, the Church of Ephesus, which we know was one of the churches that Paul had been a huge key founder of. But we also find that Apollos and Priscilla and Aquila had been there at one time too. And so this is a strong church, and we loved studying that letter, because in that letter, and if you haven't really read it recently, read it, because you find your identity there. And that's what we really want to know, because our identity is all about the fact that we are in oneness, in union with this God who loves us passionately and has from all eternity. So he goes to Asia Minor and he lives in Ephesus. The Emperor Domitian began a strong persecution of the Christians, and particularly those in Ephesus, because that was a beautifully strong and vibrant church, and it was a huge city. And so Domitian at one point, and I did not know that this until I was studying this week, but the church historian Tertullian reports that at one point Domitian was demanding that John renounce his faith in Christ, his love for Jesus, and his preaching of the gospel, and he refused. And so Domitian filled a Colosseum with people and had a huge vat of boiling oil into which they immersed the Apostle John, thinking that he would be boiled up, right? Killed. Well, he emerges from this boiling oil whole and complete and preaches the gospel, and the entire Colosseum was converted. And so it was that and a few other things that caused Domitian then to exile John to the Isle of Patmos, where he, from an angel, received the revelation. And so he wrote the book of Revelation while he was on the Isle of Patmos, which was just about 2 years, and then he returned to Ephesus, where he died at about 94 years old. And as I said, he's the only one that died a natural death. The rest of the disciples all were martyred, some in just horrific ways, as if being thrown in a pot of boiling oil was not horrific. But that's our miracle God. I mean, it reminded me of Daniel in the lion's den, and just so many other stories where our God, who loves us so much, has rescued us and has delivered us as well from whatever boiling pots of oil we may have found ourselves in along the way. The aged apostle John took up the practice of training disciples just as his Lord had done. And some of you I know have heard, anybody that studied church history has heard probably of Polycarp, who also was martyred for his faith. Polycarp was John's beloved son, like Timothy was Paul's beloved son, and like John felt he was Jesus' beloved son. And so he continued that practice of teaching and having people live in community. And really, you know, this John's gospel and these letters are all about relationship, communion, oneness with God and with one another, but to know God intimately. And so the key message of the Gospel of John is this whole idea of this intimacy that we have when God himself actually indwells us in the person of Holy Spirit. And so John captures this conclusion of Jesus' earthly ministry in John 14, verse 20, when he writes, "In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, and I am in you." And so it is this beautiful relationship, and that relationship is to be experienced in the church, in the body of Christ, those that are followers of Jesus Christ. And it's so sad to see the condition, I think, of the church today that is so splintered and fractured over so many, many things. Because the desire of God from the beginning is that we would live in this union of love for one another, for him, and enjoy this embrace
and this experience of love with him. And so really John, when he's writing, is writing to do the same thing that he was doing when that gospel was first, when it was first being spoken. He is seeking to draw the reader today into a life experience with this one, with this Jesus, this living, eternal Son of God. And so that we might have an encounter with this one that John had had profound encounters with, and he desires us to do the same. His writings are all relational in nature. And he, as I said, just desires that we too have these encounters and experiences in and through this one who lives in us. I was speaking to a friend just yesterday, and we were talking about some of the hard things. I know every one of us is going through difficult situations. And I had told her earlier that her life to me is a reflection of her love for and her trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus was a manifestation of his Father. He was God in the flesh. He came to manifest forth, to mirror to us what God is like, who he is. And this friend does that for me. She manifests him. And she has a lot of really hard things going on in her life right now. And I was, again, just reminding her of how I see her love and trust in Jesus. And she said, where else would I go? And she lives like that. And it's beautiful. And it's because she has this intimate relationship with him. She loves him, and she knows his love for her and for her family. And it reminded me that, don't we read that in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 6, when Jesus is looking, and because he said some really hard things, his disciples, his followers, we know at one point there were 120, but we also know at other points there were 5,000 and 4,000 people, and they were all falling away. And he said, are you all going to fall away too? And Peter said, where else will we go? You have the words of life. And so, ladies, we're privileged to be diving in to these letters, which are words of life for us today. And so I would just really encourage you, if you haven't read the gospel in a while, go back and just read through the gospel. And if you don't have time to read the whole gospel, just read chapters 14 and chapter 17 particularly, because those are the key chapters of this union in Christ that John writes about. And then do your lesson, your first John lesson. But particularly maybe pray through the prayer in John 17, because those are the last words of Jesus to his disciples. Where he is praying not just for them, but for us as well. And just see what he prays for. And it's all about oneness. It's all about loving one another and living in community and in oneness, both with him, his Father, and with one another. And so I'm delighted to invite you into our study and excited to be with you, because as I said, this is just tearing my heart out to not meet with you today, especially as I hear old friends, and I want to meet all of you new folks when I'm there, hopefully next week. So I think I'll just close in prayer and then see you next week. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for truly making yourself known to us beautifully, perfectly in the person, in the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in his ministry. How he loved us, how he loved us. You say, John, God so loved the world. He loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Jesus is a gift. And Jesus, we embrace you as such. We receive you as this gift to us. And we pray that you would give us the trust, the hope, the faith, the joy, the passion, the desire, the heart to pursue you as we dive in to these beautiful letters from this disciple whom you loved. And might we see you face to face as you saw your Father face to face, Lord Jesus. Might we just really enjoy being together, sharing this one who called himself the bread of life and the living water. Might we truly taste and see that this God is good. I thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your kindness to us, and for your presence with us. For you are the one who said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And even in these difficult, hard times, these confusing times, especially these last year and a half, might we be encouraged and might we be strengthened in hope, as was the Apostle John, and might we find our joy complete and full in you. That was Jesus' prayer to the disciples in John 15, and it's John's prayer for us in his first chapter of his first letter. We bow before you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, both for the living word, Jesus Christ, and for this written word. It is the mirror that we might look in and see back reflected to us who you are and who we are to be. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, y'all. And we'll see you next week. Candy, that was great. Thank you so much.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
What time are you doing that?